Welcome to the Bicycle Media Podcast, a podcast dedicated to the health of the cycling industry.
Not a lot of people had that tone that just said, ride whatever bike you want to ride.
Try to really focus and make sure the rider has a great experience.
There's a couple of things about building a custom bike.
What these e-bikes can do.
The customer just wouldn't take no for an answer kind of thing.
But I think in a way we're in a sweet spot where we don't have all this stuff tying us down.
We just discussed about making the cycling industry more welcoming for women.
The bike mechanic was right there on the floor.
Something that Weir has really done well in the last couple of years is driven by rock and roll.
It's quite hard for them to train when they don't know what they're training for.
Since again, we believe that our bodies are very smart.
We definitely tend to look forward a lot more.
I started to demystify things.
But if you don't have the right staff, that's game over.
You're not selling at that point, you're educating.
Our intent is to educate both motorists and cyclists.
Okay, so here we are again. And this episode is with Jamie Parkhill. He's with Weira Tools and their North American offices. He's their strategic business development manager. It's a bit of a mouthful, but it seems like these guys are rolling out cool stuff for the bike shop every day. Myself, my toolbox is being loaded with their stuff all the time. I've got their bike set that's just arrived. Excited to unbox and check that out as well. But the Weira brand philosophy is what makes Jamie an important guest on this podcast. They don't look at themselves as just a tool company. And I'll let Jamie go into all the details about this, but that is what is so special and unique. And there's a lot of applicable ideas to a bike shop, to an event, and to, of course, a bike brand. So I'll let him go into all those details. He's going to talk about how he got into the company and what is happening in the foreseeable future. Really great young guy who's doing a lot of work with the cycling industry, as well as music. And I think that's what makes him so special on this podcast. So here we go with Jamie Parkhill. Jamie, how you doing, sir? Thanks for being on the call.
Good, Cody. Thank you very much for having me.
You know, I think for those that aren't maybe tool nerds, tell me a little bit about certainly yourself and as well as the work that you're doing to convert more people to become tool rebels.
Sure. My story with Weira is actually kind of a long one, but it can be summed up pretty quickly. Officially, I've been an official member of the Tool Rebel team basically since September of last year, but I've actually been, unofficially off the books working for the company for about 20 plus years or so. So I'll deal with the elephant in the room. I'm the boss's son. So my dad, Ian Parkhill, basically started running Weira in North America back in the late 90s. And so when I was a young kid, 12, 13, I used to sit in the warehouse with my brother, and we'd put bit sets together by hand and help catch up on orders and everything when he was getting things up and running. And then obviously grew out of that and realized I wasn't getting paid enough. So I had to go and find some real money somewhere else with a real job. And I just started working in sales and marketing. Did a lot of different things, mostly in the industrial world. Did a little bit of HVAC maintenance sales. And then got into electronics and sold photoelectric proximity sensors for the last 7 or 8 years. And then just this past September, finally the timing was right and everything lined up nicely, and decided to make the jump over to Weira. And now basically in the strategic business development role, it's actually a really fun role to play in. I get to kind of, on top of dealing with some of the key industrial customers we have, the one fun thing that I get to do is kind of play in new lifestyle markets. So basically my job, portion of my job either revolves around looking at markets outside of our traditional industrial worlds, plumbing, electrical, HVAC, that type of thing, mechanics, aviation, and look at things like the bike world, like outdoor lifestyle type of applications, where the screwdrivers or the socket sets or the tools we already make today don't need to be reinvented, but there's already applications out there for them that we just have been sort of missing the boat, because for the last 80 plus years we've been so focused on basically the industrial market. So the last year we came out with some new bike kits, like you mentioned, and that's where we got this whole thing started. So basically when I came on board, that was sort of my first project, figuring out how to take these things to market and get them in everybody's hands, and started doing that basically with the social media. We didn't really have a very strong presence, Weira Tools NA, with the social media, so that got that up and running and started doing some networking, and that's how we got hooked up. So here we are today. I don't know if that was a good long story short, but
so here you are, you're plugging away, you're serving the industrial audience, and then you've got your lifestyle market that you're attracting everything. And I've seen your tools now for guitar repair, drum repair. Yep. But in cycling, what do you think it is that is attracting the cycling community at large to your products, and why was it just a perfect fit?
It's a great question. I'm still learning, to be honest, like I said. So starting in September, I got on board with this. And what I found really quickly when I started to try to figure out how to take our new bike sets to market, after I started talking to bike techs and different influencers online and different friends of mine that ride, and started trying to figure out who should I show this to, educate people about our product. And I was educated very quickly by everybody else. Like, we all already know your product. We're all using these LQs, like you mentioned, and everything else. So I really think, first of all, I mean, Wira focuses on making very high quality products. We don't focus on making ridiculously expensive products, but what we do is we take products, we look at products that have been around for, 100 years. And basically, we just really try to break it down to what's the one little thing about this tool that would make it work better. So whether it be our Joker wrenches, for example, where we put the limit stop on it, so you can't slide the wrench over the top of the nut anymore. It's got a holding function, so you're not going to drop things. Or changing the opening angle of the wrench, for example, by 7.5 degrees to make it work more usable in tight spaces. On our L keys, obviously, they look really cool. I think first and foremost, everybody loves the colorful L keys. I think that's a big thing. And certainly, I've been doing a lot with Tim at Toolbox Wars. And I mean, literally, if anybody follows that account, you certainly see the L keys are highlighted in most of the boxes that you see. And I think people just really like the colorful aspect. And we've certainly seen that in some other competitors start to come out with colorful L keys too, which is great. It makes the boxes look really cool. That's the first thing. The second thing I think is, the functionality of these and the reliability. So what I mentioned before is making tools that work properly. The idea here is for somebody to buy a good quality tool that they're never going to have to replace. Unless they just completely destroy the thing. And in most cases, our tools are replaced under warranty anyway. So we make a ratchet that we tell people to use as a hammer. So go nuts. The warranty is lifetime.
The podcast is caffeinated by Roasty Coffee Company, a small batch coffee roaster and cafe in Short Park, Alberta. They now offer free home delivery in the Edmonton area and free shipping Canada-wide on orders over $36. Check them out at roasty.ca. That's roasty.ca, and order yourself some. So thanks, guys, for keeping us caffeinated.
But basically, the function. So the L key, what we did to innovate an L key, normally it's a 6-point hex style L key or Torx in some cases, but most of the applications I guess we're seeing on the bike is usually hex. X keys or L keys are flat. And so what that means is when you put that into the fastener and you start to turn it, you're basically just riding on 6 points that are making contact with 6 points. But of course, the L key is a little bit smaller than the fastener. Otherwise, it's not going to be a true fit into the fastener. So once you start to turn a standard L key, over time, you're actually wearing out those 6 points because it's just point on point contact and friction. And when you're applying torque, that's how you eventually end up routing these things out. So our Hex Plus technology, if you actually look at it or look at one of our L keys, dead on, you'll notice that the six sides aren't flat. They're actually concave. They're a little curved. So what that means is when you put it in place and you start to apply torque to it, we're not riding on the 6 points. You're actually, the LK will shift a little bit and you're actually riding on the 6 flanks. So you're increasing the surface area that's making contact by about 20-25%. You're increasing your torque. It's not going to round out your fasteners. And in a lot of cases, it'll actually take out a stripped fastener for you too. So, certainly when we're talking about bike mechanics, people that are in competition, people that are riding bikes that are $1,000, $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, $10,000, depending on how you get up there, I think that's when, certainly using the right tool becomes a lot more important. So, I think, like you mentioned, the mini Zyclops and some of the other toolkits we make, everything we make is designed to be small. A lot of our lines are called the Craftform Compacts. And the idea is we decided a couple of years ago that Wira is really going to be a set selling company. And we sell individual tools too, but how can we be a better set selling company? So that's when we get into the different bike sets here that are all designed in all of our textile pouches. They all fold up nice and easy. I mean, we've got, the Tool Check Plus or the Bicycle Set 3. It's a 40-piece set and you can fit it in your bar bag. So we try to make things as nice and versatile as we can, as reliable as we can, as compact as we can. And I think, for being honest, I think we try to make them as pretty as we can too, because I think that's a lot of people just like having, like to show them off. So you can definitely spot Wira. And the cool thing, you mentioned the brand. I think that's Something that WIRA has really done well in the last couple of years is sort of rebranding as, you know, going from the right tools from the job and a lot of the other variations and slogans that we have to finally landing now on this whole new Tool Rebel thing, which is very driven by rock and roll, thinking outside the box, but also building a community. And that's been the kind of neat thing too. So, you mentioned Tool Rebels. It's the people that are WIRA users are Tool Rebels, and they're proud to be Tool Rebels, and they're proud to meet other Tool Rebels. It's like you mentioned, it's kind of a cool little cult thing. And moving and kind of starting to expand on that, you know, some of the neat things that we're doing is we're getting outside of just, again, the typical industrial trade shows where we're starting to do, we'll be at Sea Otter this year. Not the one in the U.S., but we'll be at Sea Otter in Canada this year. In Germany, we sponsor the WIRA Tool Rebel stage at the open air, Summer Breeze Open Air Metal Festival. We sponsor the Wacken Open Air Metal Festival. So these are heavy metal, massive Woodstocks in Germany that we sponsor the stages for and stuff. So it's really been branching out from just, you know, a tool company. We're more kind of a community base, a different way of thinking, a different way of approaching problems, and we just sort of happen to make tools. That's sort of what we put the energy into. But it's definitely moved from beyond just, you know, that's how do we make a really good tool and put it out in people's hands. There's a lot more brand and kind of community behind it now, which has really picked up in the last couple of years, and it's really, really cool and fun to be a part of. So
how can people, you know, learn more about you guys online and otherwise? And
yeah, I mean, if anybody just wants to check out our stuff or has any questions or anything, obviously weareatools.com is the website you can go to and find all of our product information there. If you go to weareatools na on Instagram or Facebook, you can find me there. So if you want to have any conversation with me or ask me any questions or anything like that, that's where you can find me most of the time. And we're constantly adding content, doing giveaways, getting involved with different other Instagram accounts to try to have fun, especially right now during the COVID-19. So next week we'll be doing a giveaway with Toolbox Wars. So keep your eyes open for that. It would be with the new T handle that we just launched. So yeah, those are probably the best places you guys can find some information. If you're looking to just pick up some tools, we have distribution across North America that should be reaching the majority of independent bike shops across North America. So certainly, yeah, you can go through any local bike shop. And of course, we have our typical industrial channels too. There's lots of online opportunities too. So it's not hard to find our stuff. But if anybody is having a hard time, like I said, just reach out on Instagram or Facebook and I'll be more than happy to help you.
Jamie, thanks for being on the call, man.
Hey, man, thank you so much. Hope everybody stays safe. And Cody, thank you very much for having me. Appreciate it.
Man, what a cool guy. What a great brand. And those that are obsessed with their tools really see themselves as tool rebels. So I love it. And try and find something from that idea of a lifestyle brand more than a tool company. It can be applied to a bike shop for sure. Speaking of bike shops, speaking of retail strategy, my next guest is Heather Mason. Now, although she's got multiple roles with Bianchi, she herself does retail strategy consultation and brand consultation. She's also a freelance columnist, and I loved our call. We went completely off script. We went into all different kinds of worlds with respect to bike shop setup, how to maximize COVID-19 with click and collect, and the conversation was great. It went exactly where it needed to, and Heather's going to be on our show a lot more because there's just so much to glean from her knowledge. Again, former racer, owned a bike shop, consulted with many, many bike shops, and now providing that service. So pretty cool stuff. I really, really want you to check out that episode. I'm going to release right away. Like, it's coming right down the hopper. Interview's already in the bag, edited, the whole nine yards. So again, thank you so much for everyone writing in, giving me feedback, the shares on social media. Again, subscribe to it on your favorite podcast platform, be it Google Podcasts, Apple, and of course, Spotify. So hope you're staying well. Hope you're getting out to ride. If you're a bike shop owner, feel free. I hope your click and collect and your curbside stuff is going well. And tune in for the next one.